my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management.
If animals learn to speak our language, I'm certain their first word would be, why?
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle.
Hello?
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks so much.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thanks for asking me to. Thank you so much.
Well, you are amazing. You are the goddess of the vegan evolution revolution.
That's awfully generous of you to say. Thank you.
I'm so anxious to hear about everything. You're so involved in so many things, and I give you a lot of credit and thank you with Albany Vegan Network, the Albany Vegan Lady Gang, being a licensed massage therapist, being the leader with the organization Anonymous for the Voiceless and the Albany chapter, and then also working for allcreatures.org, the Christian Vegan Association. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It's all exciting.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation, and we are very fortunate to be joined by Kimberly Hostler via Skype in Albany, New York. Thank you, Kimberly.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for asking me to be part of the vegan radio program. That's very exciting.
It is. And you are involved in so many things. So let's begin with Albany Vegan Network.
Okay. I'm the vice president of the Albany Vegan Network. We have an annual Veg Fest, which we will be having this year on June 2nd at the Polish Community Center in Albany. And throughout the year, we do other fun and exciting things for the vegan community, like a support group, dinner nights out, book club, dinner speaker presentations. And this last September, I organized a bus to go down to New York City to the National Animal Rights March.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, see, that's quite comprehensive with everything you have going on. And I'm excited that you're having it at the Polish Club. That's what we need, is vegan galumpkis and vegan pierogies.
We need everything vegan.
That's right. Oh, and that's really something, too, organizing the bus trip down to New York City for the official Animal Rights March.
Yeah, I don't know, were you part of the march at all? It was quite amazing.
Yes, I saw that. And so I had an interview with Leonardo. He was one of the organizers of the march.
Yeah. The march was so amazing, and it was so profound for so many people, especially the ones that took the bus from Albany down. They just, to be part of that, it was so profound and moving for everyone involved, and it sparked the fire even more in all of us to be more active and be more activist.
Yes, and you are the ringleader of this compassionate revolution. Even recently, I saw the march, the Women's March in New York City, in that you had a post of, hey, sisters, we're right with you here in Albany in support.
Yep. Yeah. I'll back up. Last year, I attended the Women's March in D.C., and that was an extremely empowering event for me to participate in, and it made me want to do more for women. And that's how the Albany Vegan Lady Gang came into being, through my desire to uplift and support women and to do it while incorporating my veganism. So this year there was a march in Albany, and I wanted to be part of that again, and I wanted to bring veganism into the march somehow. So I was lucky enough to get on the planning board for the planning committee for the Women's March here in Albany. And I had the Albany Vegan Lady Gang as one of the sponsors, and a bunch of us, of the vegan ladies, went to the march. But I also had the opportunity, being on the planning committee, to get Kathy Stevens, who is the founder and executive director of the Catskill Animal Sanctuary, and she's a huge women's rights advocate, and she's a great speaker. And so I got her to be one of the speakers at the Albany Women's March this year.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, Kathy's amazing, and oh, you are a networker, that's for sure.
I love people, and I love to bring people together, and I love to bring people together for veganism. So when it's something you're passionate about, it just goes and is easy.
Yes. Well, I think because you have the skills, the organizer skills, and the dedication, that's really great.
Oh, thanks. We all have skills, and it's just finding your niche and using them.
Yes. And Kimberly, how long have you been vegan?
I've been vegan for 10 years.
That's great. What brought you into veganism?
Well, I was diagnosed lactose intolerant because, you know, I'm not a baby cow, and it's not for us to drink, right? So I was searching the World Wide Web, like, oh my gosh, how am I going to live without ice cream and cheese? You know, cheese is the big thing. Everybody, you know, I could never go vegan. I can't give up cheese. And somehow, and I really wish I could remember what website I was on, but I stumbled on to this link to the movie Earthlings.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I clicked on it, and that was it. It took me three separate attempts, but I finished that movie, and then I threw out all the animal products in my kitchen.
Oh, good for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. And so, speaking of Earthlings, that's a good segue into Anonymous for the Voiceless.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing Anonymous for the Voiceless. They started in 2016, so I've been seeing them, you know, on Facebook and social media, and I kept thinking, geez, that looks really interesting. And it wasn't until I went to the Animal Rights March in New York City that I found out more information about them, and it sparked the activism fire within me to do more than what I was doing by helping to organize the Veg Fest and dinner speakers and book club and support group. Those are all really great, but I felt a desire that I needed to be doing more. And so I researched what Anonymous for the Voiceless was about, and I just love it. I have a co-organizer, Sean Murphy, who helps me. We got the chapter rolling here in Albany.
And it's very educational and very, very important.
Yeah. And we've been getting like huge positive results and feedback. We've done 4 cubes so far in Albany since September.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Thanks.
And it is very curious to me that the mainstream population doesn't even question why education of veganism and the reality of what non-humans are going through as a result of the violence of humans.
Right.
And that it's not even questioned. And so it needs to have the street activism, because, of course, the religion and the schools and the restaurants aren't going to show the truth.
Right, exactly. Animal agriculture is big business, and they do a lot to keep it hidden. And I would think you know, in this day and age of social media and the internet, that I'm like, why don't people know about this? It's so, the information is out there and it's so readily available, but people don't know. And they're shocked when they see us standing there with this video playing. They have no, and the video also doesn't just talk about, well, it doesn't talk because the videos are on mute. But the videos don't just show animals that are used for food. It shows animals that are used for entertainment and clothing, like the fur industry. And people have no idea. And some of them are very shocked to find out how horrible the animals are being treated.
Right. It's pure. It's evil. It's violence.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Or some people say, yeah, I kind of knew, but I didn't really realize to the extent.
Right. Yeah, so it's an awakening. It's raising the consciousness of humans and everyone on this planet. Because of you, Kimberly Hosler, thank you.
Oh, gosh, you're bringing it out into the world with your radio program, so thank you.
Thank you. And I'd also really love to hear about allcreatures.org.
Oh, yeah, I started working for them last year. I met Frank and Mary Hoffman, who are the founders of allcreatures.org, last year, and I was looking to change some things in my life, and this opportunity came up. They were looking for someone to work for them. Allcreatures.org is a Christian animal rights organization. Frank is a retired pastor, and Frank and Mary have been vegan for over 30 years. And so his message is that God did not make living, feeling, sentient beings for us to torture, abuse, and slaughter. And he wanted to bring that message to the world, so he got on the World Wide Web with allcreatures.org. And it's a huge archival site of anything and everything related to Christian vegan animal rights. And whether you believe or not believe, you're going to come across people in the world who do believe and who hold the belief that God gave us animals to have dominion over. And they translate dominion as meaning that we can dominate and kill and abuse and slaughter and do at our wish to these animals. And that's not what dominion means. Dominion means to have govern over and secure, and doesn't mean to be doing what we're doing. It means to be taken care of.
We're listening to Kimberly Hosler via Skype in Albany, New York. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org. We'll take a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Kimberly.
What a world.
Hi, this is Troy. You're listening to WCUW. Tune in on Fridays and hear the Jukebox of Americana, Fridays from 9 to 12 noon.
Beautiful world.
Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We're joined by Kimberly Hosler via Skype in Albany, New York. Kimberly directs Albany Vegan Network, Albany Vegan Lady Gang, Albany Chapter of Anonymous for the Voiceless, allcreatures.org, which is a vegan Christian association, and she is a licensed massage therapist. We're continuing our conversation about compassion for non-human animals, as well as human animals.
Right. Sometimes you'll see on the news like a cow that escapes the slaughterhouse and is running through the streets, like in New York City, and everybody cheers for that one cow. And then the sanctuaries come and they bring the cow, you know, to live happily the rest of their life at the sanctuary. But people can connect with that one being, but when it's a mass of beings, they don't connect with that.
Right. So, and it's really essential, because violence begets violence. The violence in human society for millennia, whether it's wars, domestic violence, all the social conflict, school shootings, mass shootings, everywhere, it's vibrations, it's energy of violence, and it's perpetuated on our plates every day, three times a day, century after century. So veganism is the beginning of the end of the cycles of suffering.
Right. And if you are into like spirituality, you're ingesting the spirit of the animal, and the spirit of the animal has been tortured, abused, and frightened at the end of its life for slaughter. So you're ingesting all of that violence
right.
in the animal product.
Right. And then that translates as trauma, fear, suffering, and pain in one form or another. It could be disease, it could be social conflict, you know, whatever. It's a mystery, and it's random, so we never know where, when, or how, or who it strikes. But it strikes, and we're all together, we're all connected, so when anyone's suffering, we're all suffering. So it's very, very important to create a reality of harmlessness on this planet.
Right. Exactly.
And
not even to mention what animal agriculture is doing to the planet. You know, it's torture and
I know
murder of the planet.
Yes, it is. Everything on every angle. So again, Kimberly, thank you very much for being a powerful leader. I know you're humble, yet you really are a significant leader in this. And that everything, as far as food, can be veganized. Everything.
Right, right. Yeah, I love food so much more since I've become vegan. It's so much more tasty and flavorful, and it's so much more fun to cook, I think, you know, and I don't feel this weightedness after eating like I used to. It's a very light feeling.
That's right. Yeah, and like you said, everything is delicious. And that's what's wonderful about the vegan evolution revolution, too, that nobody needs to go out of business. There's no restaurants that need to go out of business. They just transform. Instead of selling
right.
products of violence, they sell products of benevolence, the vegan food.
Right, right. And the farmers, we don't want to put the farmers out of business. They just will be farming plants instead of animals for food.
That's right.
Right. There's a lot of farmers that are doing that. There's a local farmer that was from upstate New York in Schoharie County named Bob Kumas. He thought he was doing everything humanely and right by the animals. And finally, he realized, he looked into their eyes and truly saw their souls and saw these living beings inside the bodies. And he's like, I can't do this anymore. Two of his pigs are at Catskill Animal Sanctuary. So he became a veganic vegetable farmer now. And he doesn't raise animals for food anymore. It's happening, and it is possible.
Yeah, so right, even that, right, the veganic gardening, that's really getting big too.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what happens to a lot of us, is that we see that light in the animals and realize that it's wrong the way that they're being treated, and it's wrong to eat them. It makes no sense.
Right, right. It's like you're describing, it's harmlessness. I think of that too, like when we're all driving vehicles on the roads, right? We all avoid hitting each other. That's the thing, is to be
yeah.
harmless, right? Nope, I don't want to hit anyone. I don't want anyone hitting me. And we all feel that way. That's harmony. And so if we could just extend that same natural common sense and understanding of life into everything, especially the food industry, that we don't want to be attacking other individuals or them attacking us. It's simply harmlessness and respect. That's veganism.
Right. And many people already feel that way about their cats and dogs that they have as, you know, their pets. They just don't extend that to the animals we use for food. They don't see cows, chickens, and pigs in the same light. And that's what we're trying to do, all of us vegans, is to show people that the way you care about your dog, that's exactly how a pig is. And then if people don't even care about the animals, they should at least care about their health, because heart disease can not only be reversed by eating a whole foods plant-based diet, but it can be cured. There's no reason for anybody to have heart disease.
Yes, and I think that's one of the reasons why veganism is so censored in the schools and in the community, because it challenges the industry of the meat, medical, pharmaceutical, military, industrial complex. It's all connected, and it's
yeah.
all big money, and that's what they care about. And so that's why I think it's so difficult besides, you know, tradition that so long we've been involved in indoctrinated and infected by a carnist culture globally. So it's quite a challenge. It really takes everyone to become activists like you, Kimberly. Thank you. Even in all colleges, it's all ignored. Anything to do with a carnistic ritual is completely ignored in religions except for allcreatures.org. And yeah, once we awaken and we see what's going on, it's like, oh my God, this is really very, very intense and is very serious. So we really need every activist, vegan activist on board. So thank you, Kimberly.
Yeah, no, thank you. You too. I know. I mean, we can't be silent because of what's happening. I mean, if this was happening to humans, people would be totally outraged the way the vegans are. You know what I mean? It's all connected and it affects every single one of us. And it's not that we're shoving our beliefs down people's throats. We're trying to make a gentler, kinder, more peaceful world for everybody.
Yes. And speaking of gentler, kinder, and more peaceful, I would love to hear about your work as a licensed massage therapist.
Oh, thanks. Just this past summer, I decided to go on my own as an independent massage therapist. I've always been drawn to alternative health. I love people, and massage is so much more than just, I'm just going to go relax. It's so beneficial to your mind, body, and soul. Also, you know, I'm working on muscles, and that's exactly what meat is, you know, and I'm like, how can I be working on people's muscle tissues to help them be better if I'm eating an animal's muscle tissue?
That's right. Again, you're very, very powerful in the holistic health field, because the holistic health field, the alternative medical field, the complementary medicine, integrative medicine, whatever you want to call it, it really needs to become veganized, because it's about caring and relieving pain. And it makes no sense to be using one hand to show compassion and help heal and then use the other hand to harm and cause violence to others. It really needs to jump on the vegan bandwagon into the new paradigm, the holistic
exactly.
health field.
Those are really great points. And I don't understand how a lot of people that are spiritual are calming and into, you know, massage or yoga, and they're consuming violence 3 times a day when they sit down to eat,
and then be in denial about it. As you know, in the field itself, especially in the educational field, in the holistic health industry, it's complete denial. They don't even let the conversation be included in ethics classes.
No, nowhere. I mean, that's what sometimes is so frustrating. It's like we're watching this huge train wreck happening on TV, and we're screaming at the people, you know, to stop the train or get off the train, and they can't hear us. And that's how it feels being a vegan. It's like, you know what's happening to the world and to the animals and to humans, and you're just trying to get this message out of being more peaceful and not contributing to such heinous acts against other living beings. And it's like nobody hears you, nobody can hear you, and nobody can see you.
And that's why we got to keep at it, because this is going to take persistence.
Yeah, that's like, we must keep on persisting and resisting.
That's right.
Just like with the Women's March, anything that's going against the norm, quote unquote, you know, we have to keep on doing it, because someday this will be the norm and people will be like ostracized for eating animals.
That's right. That time is coming.
Yes, it is. And I am ready for it.
Yes. And again, Kimberly, thank you so much for being a leader and being a pioneer in this field, and especially with the Albany Vegan Network, the Albany Vegan Lady Gang, and your work with allcreatures.org, the Vegan Christian Group, And your work as a licensed massage therapist and as the Albany chapter leader for Anonymous for the Voiceless.
Oh, thanks. I just couldn't do nothing, you know, and I love everything that I'm doing.
Yes, you're an inspiration.
Thanks. I think you are. You're getting the word out, doing this awesome radio show and gathering all the people in the vegan movement to have a voice. So thank you.
Thank you. And Kimberly, we're coming to a close in the interview. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
Well, if you're not already vegan, why? And it's so easy. Even just in the 10 years that I've been vegan, the vegan options that are available have exploded. And it's easier and easier every day. And more people are realizing what's happening to animals and to the earth and to people. And that vegan is the way to make things better.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I've enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're joined by Kimberly Hosler via Skype in Albany, New York. Kimberly is the chapter leader for the Anonymous for the Voiceless for the Albany chapter. She's a licensed massage therapist. She works for allcreatures.org, a vegan Christian group, as well as she heads the Albany Vegan Lady Gang and the Albany Vegan Network. Kimberly, what contact information can you leave for our listeners for those who'd like to learn more about the organizations you work with or to contact you?
Well, they can contact me at Kimberly at albanyvegan.org or at K. Hosler, which would be spelled H-O-S-L-E-R, at all-creatures.org, or the Albany Vegan Lady Gang at gmail.com, and Albany Anonymous for the Voiceless at gmail.com.
Wonderful. Thank you. And also, too, to all your volunteers and the others in your group. You're very much appreciated.
Oh, thank you. We all work together.
Beautiful.
You're doing so great with the radio show and getting people's voices heard for the animals. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hear this program again at wcuw.org/Vegan Nation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Yarrow wishing you a good day.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. And joy to the world. Let's go out with our theme song by Joseph Peck and his Steel Pan Caribbean Band. Be sure to join us next week for more news and music on the vegan lifestyle.